One of the all-time greats for the Boston Celtics has died. John Havlicek played for the Celts for 16 seasons, and half of them ended in NBA championships. He also holds the record as the team's all-time leading scorer. John Havlicek died yesterday in Florida at the age of 79. With us this morning to remember John Havlicek is the Boston Globe's Bob Ryan. Good morning, Bob, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
You're welcome, Bob.
You know, in the bigger picture, let me start this way. Where does John Havlicek fit into the pantheon of Boston sports greats?
Very, very high. First of all, we are totally blessed in Boston with an extraordinary list of transcendent players in all four major sports. So in most cities, I would say John would be in the top two or three. He probably falls just outside the Mount Rushmore category, which would include Bill Russell, Bobby Orr, Ted Williams, and Tom Brady. I mean, even Larry Bird is, you know, outside that pantheon. But John is right up there in the next group of certainly an all-time top 10 Boston athlete. Clearly, on the Celtic hierarchy, there's a Mount Rushmore, and it consists of Bill Russell, Bob Cousy, John Havlicek, and Larry Bird.
You know, he played on great Celtics teams with a lot of those guys. What makes Havlicek stand out among the many great players of that era?
Two calling cards for John. One, as a player. We'll get to him as a person in a minute. Stamina, endurance, the ability to run and run and run some more. He was the most well-conditioned athlete in the league. I don't think there was, by acclamation, no one was going to dispute that. He had an extraordinary set of lungs. It turned out that he actually had larger than normal lungs, he found out when he went for a chest x-ray. Secondly, his ability to play two positions in a time when it was they were very well marked and very well defined. The game has changed. It's a more fluid game now. But there was a guard position and a forward position, and John was an all-star quality player at each position.
Havlicek scored an average of 20 points a game, but a lot of people think he made the most difference on defense. Here is the famous radio play-by-play call, maybe the most famous play-by-play call in all of Boston sports, from the announcer Johnny Most, a legend himself, about the final moments of the final game in the 1965 Eastern Conference Championship. Here it is.
Greer's putting the ball in play. He gets it out deep, and Havlicek steals it over the San Jose. Havlicek stole the ball. It's all over. It's all over. Johnny Havlicek is being mauled by the fans. Johnny Havlicek stole the ball.
You know, I probably heard that hundreds and hundreds of times over the years, and I never get tired of hearing of it. What made John Havlicek so great on defense?
Intelligence, as well as the physical ability. He was quick, and he was sinewy strong, 6 feet five, 215 pounds, kind of raw bone Midwestern. He wasn't a farm boy, but he had a farm boy kind of build, strong, and intelligence. John was an exceedingly intelligent player. He detected that the most likely scenario was that pass from Hal Greer would go to Chet Walker, the man he was guarding, and he shaded Chet Walker, and he moved at exactly the right moment and made the play. And it did cement him as a folk hero, and it also ensured that Johnny Most would never be forgotten, and they were tethered for the rest of their lives.
I had the good fortune of seeing Havlicek play a couple of times at the Garden and a lot of times on TV, and I want to remember Johnny Havlicek as the go-to guy, but how do you remember him, Bob Ryan?
Well, first of all, this is a sad day for me because this is very personal. John Havlicek was a great human being, and I was a 23-year-old rookie writer in 1969, and was thrust in the Celtics scene on 2 days before the regular season, never having met anyone or seen no exhibition games. John Havlicek guided me. John Havlicek was so accommodating. He was so friendly. He was so knowledgeable. And we became good friends, and I was fortunate enough to do John Havlicek's book in 1976. But he was a great teammate. Everyone will tell you that. And he was just a warm human being.
Boston Globe sports columnist Bob Ryan, thanks very much for joining us this morning to remember the Boston Celtics great John Havlicek.
You're welcome, Bob.